This is Don Brastax. Hello.
Hey, good day. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I am great. I just wanted to comment on a point that Lady just called in, and she made a few points that was a bit relevant for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt like as a younger person, as a younger Bajan, maybe my voice should also be heard.
Yes.
Because I recently came back into the island, and I had a lot of questioning as to why am I hearing nothing about independence? Is there a parade? Are we actually celebrating independence? And it just made me wonder, what are we actually doing with our lives in Barbados? Because there's so much at stake. There's so much happening in the world. And I feel like at a time where we should actually be putting ourselves forward and really celebrating our independence, it feels like it's almost being taken away from us. Why is there no one not talking about it? Secondly...
How so? When you say it appears as though it's been taken away from us, how?
Even take it back to the Black Lives Matter protest that happens in Barbados.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So people said the reason why it was shut down was because of the protocols and the virus. And obviously people not wanting to catch the virus XYZ. I, at the time, was living in the UK... Whether or not the virus is wrong or not, I'm telling you, people stood up for what they had to stand up for. And I have a very strong worry that in Barbados, I find that we become too laid back. And before we realize it, what we want or what we have is gone, and we're crying for what we've lost.
Well, let's be more specific. What is it that we have that, in your judgment, we need to treasure? And what else do we need to fight for, in your judgment, as a young person?
Well, culture is it one time. Culture, the way how we speak, the way how we interact with each other, the foods that we eat, all of these things make up who we are as a people. It creates our definition. It creates our identity.
Mm-hmm.
But when you allow the outside world, or you allow the developments of this world to then take that away, now we have situations where we have kids going to school with laptops and tablets. And it makes me wonder, how does this benefit the educational system than what it was?
So what would you prefer? You would leave laptops out of the picture altogether? You would take computers out of and technology away from young people to preserve the Barbadian way of life?
No, I think it's about balance. But when you have a 7, 8-year-old, 9-year-old child with a tablet in their hand, who is supervising them? And after this school period is over, tablets and laptops were always a part of the lives of these young people before, and it was also a distraction. You have people teaching us about how to rebuild this world and how to rebuild all of these different systems, but no one is actually teaching you about how to rebuild yourself and how to get yourself from point A to point B. And my problem is that these tablets and these computers now being infiltrated more into the educational system, when you think about things like mental health, like no one is talking about mental health, and mental health is on the rise, you know? And at the same time, it's almost like at a time where we're supposed to be celebrating our power and our independence, it feels like there's absolutely nothing. And the parade, we can still social distance on parade. Like, there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. The problem is that no one is speaking about what we should actually be talking about. I think that's what the problem is. I think that's what her point was as well. It's not that, you know, and you even asked the question, what is the significance of the parade? And I was actually shook, because I'm just like, so then what do we do? What else should we be doing to celebrate our independence? And the question is, are we actually still independent? Because
you see, this whole question of nationhood and having a sense of national pride and that sort of thing, I mean, this is something that has to be with you right through the year.
Mm-hmm.
It is something that you strive for whether there's a parade or not.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, for some people, those activities and stuff are reinforcing for them. But what else do we have to do in this country to deal with the whole question of inspiring people, especially those who feel marginalized and are in a negative state, to feel that Barbados has something to offer? I think when you look at how Barbadians react to the idea of traveling, even in the rest of the Caribbean, you realize that in many instances, Bajans feel that nobody else can offer them the kind of lifestyle and quality of life that you have in this country. And that tells you a lot about how Barbadians feel about this country. But the issue here is you want to be able to inspire people towards the best in national development.
Of course.
You want to make sure that young people come up, and for all the money that is spent by the state on young people, that they in turn realize that it's about giving back to the country, and it is protecting the country in various ways. Not licking up the buses, not destroying furniture in schools, not destroying public bathrooms.
Yeah.
The types of things that happen around here that you just shake your head and say, but you know, we are better than this. We could do. To me, that's what we need to be looking at. You know, giving people a sense of involvement and a stake in the country, and a sense of a future. Yes, go ahead.
I feel like all of these things that you're listing is valid, but these things also only happen if we as a people have a deep understanding of who we are, and not just a deep understanding, but a deep appreciation. And I think the mere fact that so many Bajans, whether it may not be every single person, but I feel that the fact that so many Bajans are already starting to ask, what is happening for independence? Why is there not enough celebrations going on for independence, you know? It should actually ring a bell as what is actually going on, because things might not always seem like what it actually is. And that's all I'm going to say. Things might not always seem like what it actually is.
But you can answer, wouldn't you anticipate that there would be a scaled back celebration in a COVID period, though?
I do not know what to anticipate, because I think 2020 would teach you that you can expect anything. All I want to know is what is I can't even say the Barbadian people, because it seems like we don't do anything unless the government says to move. But my question is, what are we actually going to do, even through COVID? How are we going to adapt to this situation,
How have you adapted, man? I mean, you're a young person. You see, we were in England and this sort of stuff. How have you adapted to all of this since coming back to the country?
Well, adapting wasn't too much of a problem for me, because I never lived in fear. And for me, living in fear is the head thing that kills you before any virus.
Living in fear?
You're living in fear.
Being callous to the virus is also dangerous, though, as you're seeing in the United States.
No, it's not about being callous to the virus. It's about being responsible. And what I know is that once I took care of myself and my nutrition, which is the next thing, no one is talking about how to boost your immune system. No one is talking about the ginger and the sage and the turmeric.
You wear masks?
Of course.
Okay.
We're not here to question if I follow protocols or not.
You're physically distanced.
That is something that I think everyone around the world is expected to do.
Okay.
And that's another question. That's another point of mine. You have people walking around wearing masks, but no one is actually questioning or standing up for the fact that not every single human being can wear masks. Again, you have people with physical illnesses, mental illnesses, who actually, in these times, are getting worse and worse because they're wearing these masks. And no one is talking about how to actually boost your immune system and prevent yourself from catching.
You're suggesting that the wearing of masks is creating a mental problem for people?
I'm not suggesting. It's facts, sir. It's out there. It's online.
Well, I wasn't aware that was promoted as an issue.
Everyone to obviously wear the mask, but for those who are actually, you're breathing in.
Across the United States right now, the incoming administration is strongly advising people, not only the incoming administration, but the health experts are encouraging people to wear masks. And I have not heard, this is the first time I'm hearing that there's a link between the wearing of masks and mental illness in the world.
No one is talking about it, sir, and I honestly feel like there's a reason why.
There are so many. I can't keep up with all of these theories, though.
It's not just a theory. It's a fact.
Okay.
It's a fact. Like in any situation, you wearing a mask over your mouth, you're breathing in excess CO2 and excess toxins that your body's supposed to release. And that has a huge amount of effect on your brain and your body. Whether you want to accept it or not.
I don't know. I have to take guidance from the health experts on that.
Exactly. Okay. And that's absolutely fine. But that just goes to say, again, going back to my point, it feels like we don't do anything or make a move unless we get an okay from someone above us. And I feel like it's the public who's going to make the change. It's the common man who's going to make the change, because it's him who's actually... And it's him who wants to celebrate his independence. And it's him who wants to see life after COVID. You understand? It's not always about, you know, having some protocol or having a final word and a final say. As you said, if I am to be independent and I'm supposed to be a Bayesian, then that should come from the inside.
And well, you have to balance independence with interdependence, though. Sometimes you get too far east is west. All right, thank you very much for your contribution. Welcome to Down to Brass Tacks. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
You're on the air. Yes, morning.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm well, and you?
I'm a little kerfuffle on the conversations that you had just now and earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I was asked a question. Not having Independence Parade makes you less a barbarian?
I don't think so.
So what are we saying? My point is, right, people always have this thing that, I always said that we always wait for government to do things that acknowledge that this is barbarian. It's like, in today's paper, the article in page 8, when the schoolgirls left Messi, the nation was brought there, it was shown that there. Does the school have a PTA? I mean, like, you say the government, don't be just... feel that though they are independent, they are barbarians, the school is part of the school environment. Why do we always don't say government, don't we think it's about time we get up and help one another? Look at the people in the neighborhood who are less fortunate and put together a little group or something and get a food basket and help each other? Is that not what people do?
A lot of Barbadians do that, you know. Yeah. Many of them do it quietly.
Yeah, so that would mean when it's an independence parade, to Mr. Ellis, independence parade or not, it does not make me feel less of a barbarian. Going to help my brother and my sister is what makes you feel independent, because really, truly, I don't really get to watch independence parade because it's basically the same thing every year. The gentleman speaking with just about the mass, that hit me for six. Do the surgeons be in a surgery room for near 40 hours and more with a mask on their face?
That's correct. Well, I didn't realize that they suffered from mental degeneration because of it. Especially the surgeons in particular, I mean, that would be very dangerous, wouldn't it?
Precisely. So now many these people say these things and that was fact. And now you always have to wait. I could be wrong, Mr. Ellison, you could be right. But until you show me where I'm wrong, I can't follow you. So making these allegations about these things, show us where the facts are. Because I hate when people bring these things on the air, and it's not about facts. It's like
you have to bear in mind that the world is full of conspiracy theories and stuff like that, huh?
Yeah, I agree.
And people take them very seriously.
Yeah, of course. We said very true, because up to this morning, CNN with the Michigan... election when they're trying to bring Trump, call two governors there to we keep on telling people. I remember the time when around the same St. George election, when Miss Morley went on had a press meeting about the dump or something in St. George, and I was Mrs. Johnson had said that she was wrong, but I understand what Mrs. Johnson said, but I believe this is me. If you get a light too much feet, it can run so far. You have to get a light. I said your term is going to nip it in the bud. When you have this conspiracy and these lies that are thrown out, if you don't try to control them and get the truth out there earning facts, like you said, the facts, they can go very far and they can be very detrimental to people who don't understand and who can be easily be tamed or cast into a swarm of this conspiracy. So as you said, you need to get the truth.
You got something called QAnon in the United States.
Thanks, yeah.
This group of people who believe that a bunch of pedophiles and stuff are deeply embedded in government, and they're the ones who are trying to control the United States, and that President Trump is the person that is required in power to fight it. You know that no matter what anybody says, there are those who believe that it exists. There are those who also believe, for instance, that 5G is dangerous. And no matter what you say, that's what they run with. So you got to work with that. But what I wanted to hear from you a little bit more of was this question of Barbados as an independent country. As you look at this country today, how confident you feel about it, and how optimistic are you about the future of Barbados as a man in this country?
Well, honestly, being optimistic, I can, from where we stand right now within the COVID, I understand a lot of things have to be not really put back on the back burner, but I said you have to do a lot of things with caution. And to me, how independence is in Barbados right now, I look, for example, Mr. Ellis, I pass around most all nights. No wrong independence and wrong Christmas. I said, I'd be in Barbados. Have you seen the late roundabouts listed? We all have to look at costs in these times. Companies can't afford to fork out the money they would before. So every person is doing things with a little bit of caution. And one, most importantly, they're taking advice from the health specialists, the financial specialists, everything. They have to, you have to put everything into context. You can't just say that we have a parade or something. But as a Barbadian, I just feel less independent than I am. I feel one day when independence Barbados, you will see houses, everything. So I don't see as some Barbians, I call it that is a cost factor involved. But we got to look at, you have to put everything into context. There will be, as I just said, as the one in governor said this, there will be a Thanksgiving next year. There will be independence parade next year.
Mm-hmm.
But at this time, we have to look at all this. We have to put everything on the table. And as I said, balance them. Because we you can't everything I just go and dash away. But as a Barbadian, I feel comfortable. And I believe we are all from, you're to the bottom, don't see it. Oh, Mr. Ellis is coming up.
All right, sir. Thank you very much for calling. Good morning. Welcome to Down to Brass Tacks. Hello. Good morning.
On this thing about independence, why are people fussing about independence with COVID around? Because here in the past few years, people are just rushing into Christmas and neglecting independence. So I don't know why.
Are you surprised at that?
Pardon me?
Are you surprised at that?
No. But I mean, they're making such a big fuss as if it has to happen. Because it doesn't make me feel less than, you know, I still believe in my independence.
I understand that there's a scale-back independence parade. It's not going to be as big as it normally is, I believe.
Well, and that's understandable.
Driven by the COVID pandemic.
Right, that's understandable, so people should understand
but
that.
But I think that we need to go deeper than just looking at a parade. I mean,
exactly.
There's so many other aspects of life in Barbados that touch on this whole question of mm-hmm. who we are and where we want to go
as an
independent nation.
Right.
That I think, I mean, one big issue for me is this, look, the economy of Barbados,
mm-hmm.
we've rescheduled debt and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
We've been able to get money on concessionary terms and that sort of thing. But
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day, we still have to earn our way in the world.
It is so true.
And, you know, how COVID then has come and made it even more difficult.
Yes.
We put so many mm-hmm. of our eggs in the tourism basket and,
mm-hmm.
you know, can we...
That's a big issue.
Right, how much flexibility can we actually get in this regard? Right. These are big, big issues confronting the country.
Yeah, so why worry about independence for it?
Yeah.
For my one part, I would just call it off this year.
Yeah, I find that is... A minor issue to be.
It is minor, so I don't see why the first two callers are so deep into it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you very much, and have a nice day.
Well, how have you been faring out there with all this, the challenges that we've been facing? A lot of people haven't had jobs.
Well, I am still working,
mm-hmm.
but I train my best to keep myself safe. Mm-hmm. I only go out when I have to. You know, I don't entertain people at my home. You know, all those things I do. I wear my face mask. I social distance. All those things. I'm trying my best to keep myself safe.
Well, you've been lucky to be able to keep a job in this period, because so many people have been affected.
I know, I know. Yeah. We just going to keep praying and hope. It won't be here forever, but it's going to be here for a long time. And just hope that people deal with it and do the right thing, and we should be all right.
Okay, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning, Mr. Ellis.
Yes, sir.
Right. I'm not a very regular caller, but that lady who you just spoken to, she stole my thunder.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really wanted to reply to Miss Undecided and to her name, Miss Undecided. When we had the elections in St. George, she was very concerned that they were having a by-election at this time in the COVID environment. Very, very concerned. No need for it, no all sorts of stuff. Now she's even more concerned that we're not having an independence parade, which is even going to be drawing more people from the wider society together. So I won't take anything that Miss Undecided say. It's very serious. As a matter of fact, I don't. I find most of what she says, I laugh at it personally. Second thing, the taxi man from St. George, the taxi man who called almost every day.
Mm-hmm.
I remember him predicting that Labour is not going to be accepted in St. George because of what happened with the windfall of money some amount of years ago when Labour wasn't so, you know, eager to give it to the workers. And the taxi man was predicting that they would not be forgiven for that, and Labour was never going to be accepted up there at this time, and the Rifo family has so much power and so much influence, and you know, almost trying to contradict what Mr. Wickham was, the analysis of Mr. Wickham. As I believe that he thinks that he's even a better political analyst than Mr. Wickham. I find these things really laughable. And I'm very, very happy that our Prime Minister seems to be a very focused and single-minded person when it comes to putting Barbados and Barbadians first. Yes, she will make mistakes along the way. She's only human. Things will not happen as planned or sometimes as desired. But I am very, very happy that Miss Niamondi is our leader today. Thank you very much.
Well, as it relates to the caller you spoke about, as I said before, people who make contributions on the radio and people who write to the press and that sort of thing and make their observations online need to be careful that they don't swallow their own Kool-Aid too much and come to the conclusion that basically once you say something or you call for anything, it means that it will be done and or it must be done. It must happen that way. And clearly, some people were obviously not listening to the right people when they looked at what was going to happen in St. George. I think many people in Barbados saw that as a foregone conclusion. The issue was going to be the size of the victory and that sort of thing. But that's behind us now. Life is back to normal, and you know, we need to get into a recognition that we are now going into this Christmas season with COVID around us. And if you listen to what's happening in the United States, I mean, we're not in their position at all. I mean, they have quite a big problem on their hands. But even Thanksgiving is, people are being advised not to visit one another and that sort of thing. And here, I must confess that, I don't know if you notice it, but there is a degree of complacency that has set in with COVID here that is worrying, because not so long ago, the people in St. Lucia didn't have a problem. Last time I checked, yesterday it was, St. Lucia had 20 new cases, 10 of them from people coming in. So the next 10, you know, that's community spread, all right? We got over 200 cases now. And this is born out of an environment where people say, oh, well, we don't have it. We don't have to do this. We don't have to do that. The extent to which people are congregating here and not paying attention to some aspects of the protocols suggests that we could be vulnerable. So we wait and see what happens. Down to brass tacks. It's now...
Good morning.
2 minutes after 11 o'clock. Hello?
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Yeah, I think what Ms. Anderson is trying to get across is that we're not hearing nothing if it's on or off. Nobody's saying about it, so we're not sure...
I am so sure that that's all she was saying, but she was stressing the importance of it.
Yeah.
And we got to be very careful not to basically chase something that is relatively frivolous.
Like,
honestly, I mean, I don't know. We got caught up in whether there's a parade or not. If there were no parade this year, I think most Barbadians would understand that we are in a COVID period. And, you know, you're trying your best to try to minimize the risks and the exposure that people could have. What do you think?
Yeah, that's true. Because, you see, we don't want to get a second wave as some other countries have. So if it's better to not to have it, well, so be.
But from what I've heard, there's going to be some kind of scale-back version of the parade anyhow. I mean, beyond the parade, what else do you need to reinforce the things that you consider important here? I mean, where do you see us slipping? I mean, this country, for instance, has had a number of crimes and that sort of thing this year.
Yeah.
Gun crimes remain of some concern.
I see that too. I know you're partial. Somebody's selling herbs and all kind of foolishness. And you can't walk the road as like before. I would like to see prison talking to these fellas and get them moving. Like, how you did? You can't stay one place too long. Keep them moving. That's all there.
Yeah.
If not, this COVID and crime thing keep going on. Because
What are your concerns today, though? I mean, the people come with different concerns, different things that they would like to see done. What do you want to see done?
I had an idea in mind yesterday, but I can't remember now, but I can't quite remember.
But that means you're comfortable, man.
Not really comfortable, because where you live now, just come and get it now, and this marijuana smoke is coming hog by me, got me forehead, forgetful sometimes, so I'll let it keep moving.
Oh, so you have that problem where you live, which is one of more and more young men in particular. Just coming and congregating and making you feel a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Problem is,
Even it's blowing smoke in my direction, right? So I had to go and get up and move, or call the police and let her say to get up and move, right?
But do the police come?
Sometimes I turn to the pause, look at them going on with the business, you know?
And there's so many communities in Barbados today where there's an issue. And people are intimidated.
Right.
Once that happens, you don't feel comfortable enough. Sometimes just calling the police.
Yeah,
because you don't know. So the people say, well, you don't know who's going to tell them that you called.
Exactly.
You know.
And I forgot. I did it years ago, and I called Max over. I get knocked on my bicycle with a motor car. So I know somebody find out and try to knock me up. No. So you got to be careful. Please ask to give information thing, but you still got to be careful, because if somebody that on the inside or somebody transfer the message note to you, or some people got scanners and pick up your message, and it's not better answer to give your name, because if you give your name and pick up your scanner, they come looking for you now, they want to burn you out, or, you know, hurt your family. So that's another concern that really going on in Barbados.
So you see, For all this talk about independence and that sort of thing, you got trends like those
right.
that are worrying. And we are scratching our heads to find solutions to those types of problems. You know, young men in particular who right. are just, you know, of a different mindset altogether. A degree of callousness.
Yeah.
A lack of appreciation for the efforts that are made by other people, even their own parents sometimes, to who invested so much time and money in trying to make things better for them. And they just behave as though, you know, as far as they're concerned, there's nothing to worry about. So how do you make a difference? How do you give people like that something to live for?
Well, my best advice is to get to the Bible and try to read at least a verse or two every day.
To the Bible?
Yeah.
But a lot of those young people don't believe that the Bible gives them any hope. For them, they don't get hope out of that.
Especially science fiction, or going in church now too, they start charging up with church and stuff.
Precisely.
So, I don't know.
So, well, you know, as you celebrate independence this year, what does it really mean? And you know, we've had a lot of talk about various things around here, Black Lives Matter and all of that,
right?
But my question is, to what extent is that making a difference to people who are moving off the right path?
Mm-hmm. It kind of turn up the mentality a little bit, make them a little more aware, and don't get settled for any, you know, little thing that can happen nowadays. You know, rather than just say things used to happen, don't want to be scared because, you know, of this quite a bit of a caution.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so that's about the best thing. Because
all right, well, thank you very much for calling. This is Dr. Brastax.